Well, as a youngster, you're hearing of the southern people who were coming up from the southern states, and the cousins and uncles and nieces were stopping who knew Ma and Pa, and I'd listen, and they were coming up, leaving their homes that they didn't want to leave because of how they were being treated by the people they worked for who were white. You take the women that didn't want to work down because they had to take care of the children, had to cook the meals and stuff. They wanted to come up here where they could do either one, to take care of either the house or the children. And the men came up because they wanted to take care of their families, not on a little bit of money, $5 and $10 a week. They knew up north that they had maybe $25 or $30 that they could get in a couple of days and kind of feed their families. So what I was hearing is these people down south, because they weren't treating us like that up in New Haven, Connecticut. I could hear where them saying that they had to go back doors to eat. They couldn't eat at restaurants. I could eat down in Newberry's and the 5 and 10 cent store, the two different Kreskes, et cetera. And I couldn't understand then at 8, 9, 10 years, I couldn't understand until I got older, this discrimination that were going on. Then as the kids that went away to college, they were talking about they can only go and sit in certain places down in the southern states where a lot of them were going to school at. Then I learned that it was a separation of the races, race that was done because of their race, not because they were bad or rebellious or anything. And that's when I felt too loud with my mother that that was wrong and that anybody should be allowed, like Tony, who sat at our table, if he had permission from his mother, he should be allowed to sit down and eat with us. And that's where he should, now that's why, so that's how I've grown up with that. And I'm still that way, same way today, that the accord that we have around this great country should belong to any of us if we want it. We work for it, we should have it. And it should designate, even the immigrants coming to this city, if they're trying to do the same thing that we did years ago, work for their families to bring them and have the things that they wish for their kind of happiness, they should be allowed to do it. The only thing is I don't feel though that if there are rules and regulations that they're not following to get into the country, I think that needs to be taken care of. But they should be allowed the same privileges as I who live here.